Starting November 1st, no more T-shirts, baggy shorts, or bling-bling for NBA ballplayers, at least when they're in the public spotlight. National Basketball Association Commissioner David Stern announced a new dress code to help clean up the league's image. Still up in the air is how much Stern will fine players who violate those policies and don't pack the collared shirt and suit. What do you think? Joining us to talk about these new rules is Alan Barra, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal, also the author of The Last Coach, A Life of Paul Bear Bryant. And we've reached Alan Barra at his home in South Orange, New Jersey. Nice to talk with you again, Alan.
Nice to be here.
Explain these new rules.
Darned if I know. They want to eliminate, I guess Phil Jackson might have said it best, the Laker coach. The players have been dressing in prison garb for the last 5 or 6 years. All that stuff goes on. It's like gangsta, thuggery stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. It's a good time to do that. He means the dress code. But one must remember where one came from. I was wearing big bib overalls when I was a player. So I guess what they're asking is business suits, sport jackets, attire like this. I don't know quite what that means. I guess you can pull up to the the arena in your limo, dress the way you want to, in period jerseys and chains and stuff, and sunglasses, and then change just before you go inside. Maybe they'll change in their limo. I don't know. Maybe they won't change at all.
Is this ridiculous? I mean, this is a big business. The National Basketball Association is saying, look, we want to improve our television ratings. We want to get attendance up. Maybe this will help.
Well, it might help, and it might not. It might alienate a large part of the hardcore fan base, which are our black youth in the inner cities. The curious thing is, the reason you couldn't do this, I'm not saying you couldn't have a dress code. They do have dress codes in other sports. But the reason you couldn't do a thing like this with the commissioner standing up and saying we're going to do it is because, at least in theory, well, no, I take that back. In fact, you're not an employed employee of the National Basketball Association. You're an employee of the team that you happen to play for. The dress code issue is between you and your employer, just like it is for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
This is David Stern standing up and saying this is going to be a league policy.
Well, the league markets itself nationally. It's not team by team.
Yeah, that's true. They do market themselves nationally, but legally you're not employed by the National Basketball Association. Your contract is with your team. Your contract is not with the NBA. And my point is that Stern evidently felt he had most of the owners in line on this, and, more importantly, the Players Association in basketball, which, by the way, is not answering the executive director, Billy Hunter, is not answering questions on this. It ought to be interesting to see what happens. I've got a strong feeling that many of the players, perhaps most, are simply not going to comply, or at least are going to find all kinds of ways to bend the rules.
And
sunglasses indoors, I think, is going to be hard to enforce.
And youth has been rebelling against the man for a very long time.
And clearly the NBA does have an image problem. I mean, they refused to acknowledge this 10, 12, 15 years ago when they were booming, and it looked like they were going to become the most lucrative, the biggest, the wealthiest of all the major sports. And now they're back to the number three spot behind the NFL and Major League Baseball overall, whether they admit it or not. But there's all kinds of unforeseen possibilities here, I think some of which are kind of amusing. They want to eliminate chains, all the gold chains the players wear. What if you're Catholic and you want to wear a crucifix and you wear a gaudy crucifix? I mean, could this become a religious issue? Does this mean, for instance, if you can't go to an NBA function wearing sunglasses indoors, are they going to do the same thing with the celebrity guest? I mean, does Tom Cruise have to take his sunglasses off indoors if he's at an NBA event? I'm highly curious to see how this is going to go, and I'd also like to know how much money they think they're going to be imposing fine-wise on these guys.
We don't know that yet, but one thing we do know, all those throwback jerseys that they're saying players can't wear anymore while they're representing their teams, they made an awful lot of money on those.
Sure, and that's going to cut back on revenue there. Whether or not this is going to have any effect at all on the league's overall image, I don't know. I tend to think It's not just when something flares up on the court like it did with the incident in Michigan.
The Pistons and the Pacers. Yeah,
the players and fans fighting. Everyone knows about it. I tend to think that what happens off the court and the problem that so many players are having in their private lives has far more to do with their image than that particular thing. But we'll find out in time. All I can say is I've already seen websites go up with fans offering to put money in to pay for the players' fines, which is a little absurd, but I mean it shows you one of the possibilities. And Marcus Canby on Denver was quoted as saying
that he wants players to have a stipend, players who make an average of about $3 million a year. Alan Barra, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Alan Barra, sports writer for The Wall Street Journal. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.